Hart?
Yeah.
This is Jack Valenti. How are you?
How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
How are you doing?
Well, we're still at the office working.
That's good.
The president's still running the country.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad you hadn't turned it over to Panama.
Just one second, sir. I'll be right with you.
Listen, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I've been worried about you this week, Panama taking over like this.
Worried about what?
I've been worried about you with Panama taking over like this.
Well, Tanganyika and...
Everybody's shooting at us, aren't they?
Yeah. We got trouble in Indonesia, and we got trouble in Malaysia, and we got trouble in Tanganyika and Zanzibar, and...
I think we ought to just see what to do.
That's what we're going to do. I'm worried about home, Houston. I don't know anybody that's more level-headed than you are, and I think we're getting ready to pull a typical Texas stunt down there by getting in a knockdown dragout that can't do anything but hurt us all.
What are we trying to do?
Well, S.J. Hay called me from Dallas today and said Connolly was a little upset with me because I went by Yarber's home at a reception. And that they had to have an opponent for Yarber, and they were going to get Shivers. And, of course, if they do, we're going to have Don Yarber against Connolly.
We've already told Shivers that we wouldn't support him.
And if we do that, we're going to have to have a knockdown dragout Texas at the convention. And
okay.
I'll just have to pay all my attention. Now, the truth of the business is, Yarber votes with me more than anybody in the Texas delegation. There's a lot of things I'd change about him, and I wish to hell that I had you as my senator, but I damn sure don't want two Republicans up here voting against me. And I have enough trouble with just one, and Yarber has been as meek as a lamb ever since I became president.
I can't believe he has too.
And I just think it's foolish for John to get an opponent, and for Yarber to get an opponent, and for all of our friends to have to spend the energy and the talents and the money when we ought to be spending it in November.
Exactly right. I'm with you 100% on that whole program. I don't want John to have an opponent, and I don't want Yarber to have one.
Well, I just think you better tell some of those boys that this is a mistake.
Who shall I tell?
John.
Well, I will.
John is. Don't tell him you talk to me. But John doesn't like for the. It's kind of like you're very careful about talking to your boys. And he doesn't want to be told, but John has got a high rating in the polls, and he's up, I'm 92% this week, and he's 90, and he's just doing fine. But that's the time when you drop, when you get in trouble, and what we ought to do is if they don't run anybody against him, he oughtn't run anybody against them.
Shivers can't win.
The only man can beat Yarber. Is Jim Wright if I support him?
Well, Joe
Kilgore can't beat him from the. Lloyd Benson ain't got. He couldn't beat him. You can't get a man out of the Star County or the Rio Grande Valley and beat anybody in Texas for anything.
We've gotten Benson out twice now, and for goodness sakes, I don't know why people are running around for trouble. I try to. Not have trouble.
That's right. I think if we get in trouble, you got to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money, and make a lot of advertisers mad, and we just don't need to do it. And I can't talk to John because he's got Joe Kilgore trying to talk about running, and he says, well, if we don't make them spend all the money there is in the state on the governor's race, they'll spend it all trying to defeat congressmen. Well, he's got these congressmen scared, and that's not true at all. Labor can't beat anybody. And I have more to raise hell with Yarber about than anybody.
That's
But I never have won anything by being revengeful and spitey and hating.
Okay, you've been the best of out of anybody.
So I just think if I'm going to call.
I try to pally my existence by yours to taking all this stuff.
Well, we've done all right about it, haven't we, partner?
Sure have.
Since you had pneumonia down here in that Willard Hotel, we've gone a long way. And we've had a little bitter disappointments, but we have made some progress, and we're still going to make it. And
you think John Ford could do anything?
Yes, I think John Ford ought to tell him. I think John Ford ought to tell the press people that his editors think he's talked to his editors pretty well, and that his people think just talk kind of nebulous, but his people think. That's very foolish to go out and get Conley an opponent and get Yarber an opponent and get Johnson an opponent, that Texas ought to be satisfied with the presidency. And she oughtn't to raise any hell this year. And that they just don't want to waste their time in a fight that don't do any good, that they can't beat Johnson, they can't beat Conley, and they can't beat Yarber.
I think John Ford is the smartest one of those guys down there at all.
Well, he is. I told you that some time ago.
And he knows how to do this thing, and he stays out of it himself.
Well, you just tell him to get it done, and tell him to let him know, and don't you let. All right, and don't you let him know you talk to me. I'm going to leave it up to you, and I'm not going to call anybody else.
All right.
Good night.